Please turn with me to Acts chapter 20 in your Bibles. Acts chapter 20, Sunday evenings, back at the beginning of the year, I think, or end of last year, we began Sunday school in Acts, and we're continuing with that in the evenings. This evening, this is a section, verses 1 to 16, that are quick trips from city to city where Paul is trying to get in some ministry time while on a schedule with a deadline. So a little bit of pressure on his calendar led him to a pace that was a little different, but he had to get back to Jerusalem. And sometimes we can minister under pressure. And there's a good resolve here that he has that I think is instructive for us this evening. Look with me. He's traveling essentially from Ephesus through Macedonia, Greece, back past Ephesus and then down to Jerusalem for a particular event. And he was determined to continue on. Notice with me verse 24, Acts 20:24. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. What is your course? And will you finish it with joy? May we have the same resolve the Apostle Paul had in his apostle ministry, traveling from city to city to get to Jerusalem on time. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this passage. We pray that you would guide and direct in this study briefly this evening, that you would be honored and your text of Scripture would be brought before your people for their edification. Grow us, we pray. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm not ready to go into the rest. I wanted to save this meeting with the Ephesian elders for a separate message. So here we are in verse 1. And after the uproar was ceased, that is the uproar in the theater in Ephesus, from Demetrius and others who made idols, who got the town all stirred up about the ministry of the Apostle Paul and the believers, the uproar had ceased. Paul called unto him the disciples in Ephesus and embraced them and departed for to go into Macedonia, across the bay to sea, actually, across to Macedonia, where Thessalonica, Philippi, and Berea are. And when he had gone over those parts, so he traveled from church to church and had given them much exhortation, he came into or down into Greece. If you can picture in your mind, in your Bible map, he went through the upper parts there in Macedonia, came down into Greece, Corinth and other cities there. But he had given them much exhortation. Verse 3, and there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia, which means he walked instead of sailed. He shifted his plan to escape being captured. He avoided persecution. May I say, to be truthful, to represent Christ honors the Lord, but here's an example to follow. If you can avoid persecution, avoid persecution. The example is here and in other passages, avoiding capture, and this happens, it seems, again. But he went from Ephesus to Macedonia to Greece, and then back through Macedonia, and he's on his way, but he found some time to minister. And he was working through methodically, city to city, church to church, seeing how they were doing, building them up, 3 months. The next trip is quicker, verse 6. And we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread and came unto them to Troas in 5 days. So it took 5 days to sail across from Macedonia back over. where we abode 7 days. They were there a week. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, and I would think that maybe they're talking about the Lord's Supper, to break bread on Sunday, Paul preached unto them, being ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. What would lead a preacher to preach until midnight, except that he longed to encourage people in the Word? He longed, he had a fire in his heart for people to stir them up, to encourage them, to challenge them, to be faithful, to grow. He perhaps had the idea he might not see them again. He was there for a short time. They had the Lord's table together, it seems, and he preached until midnight, and he just didn't want to stop. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together, and there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep, and as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him, said, "Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him." When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, still, even until break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. Luke has a different way of saying things. We would say it was awesome. Luke says they were not a little comforted. They were very much comforted, this miracle that was performed in raising the young man back to life. Paul wanted to get to Jerusalem. Look with me at the end of verse 16. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he had hurried, if it were possible for him to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. He wanted to get in every last bit of ministry. If we could see the Lord work in our lives to give us that fire, that passion, that drive, to get in every little bit of ministry opportunities in our individual roles, if in our preaching and teaching we would prepare to give every last bit of ministry, if in our visiting with one another and communicating comfort and encouragement to one another, we would strive to get every last bit of ministry as Paul was such an example of doing. He was giving great help to the churches, and on he went. This is going to be brief. Verse 13, and we went before to ship and sailed unto Assos. You could follow this down the coast there. And there intended to take in Paul, what is being said there. This traveling group, did I mention their names in verse 4? I'm going to attempt this, all right? There accompanied him into Asia Sopater of Berea, and of the Thessalonians Aristarchus and Secundus and Gaius of Derbe, and Timotheus of Asia and Tychicus and Trophimus. So these were traveling with him. They were sailing. Paul was walking. Why do you think he would have walked? Not really sure. Could it be that he saw more opportunity to speak with people as he did? Possibly. But that's what verse 13 alludes to, and that they were separate in their journey. And we went before to ship and sailed unto Assos, there intending to take in Paul. For so had he appointed, minding himself to go afoot. And when he met with us at Assos, we took him in and came to Mytilene, and we sailed thence. They were stopping seaports on the way. Came to the next day over against Chios, and the next day we arrived at Samos and tarried at Trogolum, and the next day we came to Miletus. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus, because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he had hasted, if it were possible, for him to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. So they journeyed, they were hurrying. There's sometimes in ministry a deadline, and there are pressures that can come at different times for different reasons. And how do you handle some of those pressures? And Paul just wanted to be with those people. He wanted to minister, and we see that in him, and it's an example for us to follow, to strive, to pray with, to be with, to minister to encourage. Yet he had to keep moving on. He had to keep moving on. Let me take you as we come to a close this evening with our scripture. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Paul talked about none of these things moving him. He was on a deadline and cared for the people, but he kept moving. There's certain pressures and challenges that we face. And it gets worse, because then the prophets start telling him that he's gonna be arrested in Jerusalem. Don't go to Jerusalem, you're gonna be arrested. And that's really what he's talking about. None of these things move me. I'm gonna keep going anyway. Warren Wiersbe makes the analogy to our Lord, who set his face like a flint to Jerusalem at a certain time in his ministry. It's like Paul had a similar mindset to finish his course, however God would lead it, but to be faithful. This concept seems to be here as well. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, when the pressures of ministry come, deadlines and other kinds of things, God is still here. God is still working. God is still worthy. God is still honorable. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we've looked at your word very briefly. Please bring the scripture home to our hearts. We thank you for the example of Paul and his faithfulness to finish his course with joy. Help us to do the same, each of us individually and collectively together. We look forward to seeing how you will lead and guide in the meeting following, and we thank you for what you will do. In Jesus' precious name, amen.